The issue of the undocumented is a tough one. Many of us believe that when you talk about healthcare in the country, if you want to improve the health status of all America, you can't leave people out, especially people who are working very hard. Unfortunately, the country politically, at least the Congress politically, wasn't at that point where it would extend access to this healthcare reform to the undocumented. What we did do is to make sure that those providers who continue to offer care, because they don't discriminate based on your status, they are professionals, doctors, the folks who work in the hospitals who've said, I took an oath to make people, help them get well. And so they continue to offer care. What we do is for those providers who offer care to people who have no payment is to offer additional resources to them through different programs. There's a program called the Disproportionate Share Hospital Program, which is meant to help hospitals that offer services to a disproportionate number of uninsured people. Some of them undocumented, others are Americans who can't afford it. And so while this bill does not address the issue of the undocumented directly, what we do try to do is recognize that the reality is that there are providers every day, doctors and hospitals, who are providing care and not getting paid, and we should not have them go under because they're doing the right thing.
Just tell me kind of what is some kind of highlight, the biggest kind of thing that you're going to see in Los Angeles as far as the way of health care reform, something that's most important to you in this kind of cause?
Let me give you two examples very quickly. In my congressional district, which is based solely in Los Angeles, from Eagle Rock to the north all the way to South L.A. and to the south, I have about, of my 650,000 constituent, of the 650,000 constituents that I have in my district, about 200,000 have private health insurance. Others have Medicaid or Medicare, but about 200,000 have private health insurance. With this new historic bill, I will add another 200,000 people who didn't have health insurance to the rolls of those who will have private health insurance. Dramatic increase, doubling of the number of people just in my congressional district. That we will see happen throughout the country as well. Secondly, children. I think most people would agree that as much as we haven't been able to resolve the issue of health care for all Americans, we should never let our children suffer because adults haven't figured out how to do this well. For the first time in our history, we'll say that every child in America will have access to quality health care because they'll have access to quality health insurance. And when we say children, you have to change the definition because it no longer will be until 17 or 18 years of age. Up to the age of 27, you'll be able, as a child, as a young person, to be on your parents' insurance policy. Two dramatic changes.